Hey, what's up, everyone? It's DJ Ray back with another Ray's Rampage. I know it's been a minute. I mean, break has been tough. School's getting tougher. I don't know if you guys know, but I'm a senior in high school. I think I've mentioned that a couple times in like every single podcast. But today I am riding solo. This feels weird. I don't usually do podcasts by myself. So this is going to be interesting for sure because, to be honest, I don't have a set topic for today. I think I'm just going to talk about how I'm feeling about everything going on right now. You know, I'm getting the senior blues. it's creeping all up on me. I'm going to start there. Talk about how much I think this township, because I've been in the township since I was 5 years old, so since kindergarten, how much the township has really impacted me as like a person. I think honestly it's made me who I am. You can hear like every little thing I'm doing. I'm wearing like a really loud jacket, so I'm sorry if you can hear that in the background. But to put it plainly, this school district is like, I mean, I haven't really experienced any other school district. In my opinion, this school district is like top notch, if I'm being honest. They have some of the best teachers. I mean, sure, you get the teachers that don't really care about the students, but you like, mainly I've had teachers that have always cared about me and about how I'm doing. And honestly, it's pushed me to higher levels of myself, and it's pushed me to where I am now. I mean, look at me, I'm sitting behind a mic as something I probably could have never done when I was in like middle school or something like that. I'm not going to say like, yeah, there wasn't any like hard times going through school, but I think overall it's been a pretty positive experience. I mean, I think elementary school was like the best, to be honest, because like, oh, you don't have anything to really worry about. You're just kind of ride and fly. And then there's like field day. Oh, I miss field day so much. I think there's a one memory I have from field day, and it's not really a positive memory, if I'm going to be honest. I mean, I have a few memories. I'm going to tell you them right now. So my first memory from field day that I can like really, really, really remember is winning that like, Simon Says game or whatever it was, or like the one where they play the music and you stop on that thing. I won that, and it was like a big leap for me because I'm an ADHD kid. I'm not just saying like, oh, I have ADHD. No. I am diagnosed ADHD. And it's been like that since 5 years old. And like, you know, to be able to sit still when a music goes off, I don't know, it's like a real big like game changer. I mean, back then it didn't really matter. You know, I'm just like, oh, I'm standing still. Look at me. I'm being good. Just pay attention to me, please. But it was a big milestone for me just being able to control that a little bit. Because I've struggled with that quite a bit. I mean, you know, everyone does the leg bounce thing here and there. But for me, it's like I'm constantly just like trying to focus on something, or like losing my focus on something, or like having to switch my pens out because I don't feel right with this pen. And that pen looks cooler to me. But on a serious note, that was a big milestone. And I remember that's like the first time I was like, oh, this is so fun. And your parents could come. I had my goddad come. That was a great experience. I won a book. I think it was Clifford the Big Red Dog. That's the book I won. It was great. I was so excited. I don't know what kid is excited to get a book, but I was so like, I was ecstatic. That's a good word for that. Ecstatic. And I was rearing up and ready. So that's my first like positive memory I think I have from this, just being in school in general. I think the first negative one I have is like the first week of school. This is going to sound awful. So I'm 5'1", for anyone that doesn't know me. I'm very short. I'm the size of like a eighth grader. I don't know. I'm pretty sure there's a bunch of eighth graders that are probably taller than me too. Like my younger sister, she's taller than me. And actually all my siblings are taller than me. I'm the shortest. Shout out to all my siblings. Y'all are the best. I love you guys so much. And it's gonna feel so weird moving out. Oh, I don't know. I don't know if I'm ready. It's just, I've lived in that house since I was like 3, I think, or something like that. And oh, it feels like everything's changing so rapidly. I'm getting ready to go to college. I'm so like excited about it, but it's so humbling and just like, oh, I'm not going to be able to see my siblings every morning or my dad or like come home from work and me say, hey, how was your day? Or him ask how my day was. Or we just like crack jokes or whatever. It's not going to be like that anymore. It's going to be different. And it's a little scary, but back to the positive and negative things. So in kindergarten, the first week, some kid called me short stack. And I was very, 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 very offended. I'm talking crying, just like sitting on the ground, pouting, arms crossed, legs crossed. And then I see this kid's ankle. He's flooding in his, you know, those blue pants that they made you wear for uniform. And I look at that ankle and I think, Rihanna, you need to bite that man's ankle right now. And that's exactly what I did. Not my proudest moment, but you know, I got in trouble first week of school, biting some kid's ankle. And I think another memory I have is just like vomiting in class. That's the, like, so gross. But why did kids just like randomly vomit in class? And I'm remembering now that they had bathrooms in the classroom. There was like a bathroom in the classroom, man. And then you had like the cubbies and stuff. Ugh, I miss those days. If you're in a younger grade and you're listening to this right now, savor every moment. I know I was just like pushing myself. I'm like, oh, the school year's almost over. Yeah, yeah, it's going to be so great. I can't wait to get into high school. Oh, I'm going to make so many memories. Those memories fly by so fast. I feel like only yesterday I was walking to my kindergarten class saying bye to my parents, crying a little bit because I didn't want them to leave me there. I didn't know who that lady was. Miss Nash, that was my kindergarten teacher's name. Wow, I'm so surprised. I can't. You know, it's like, I can't even remember most of it. It's just gone now. And most of the people that I knew back then are moved on with life. Everyone's moving on with life. This is crazy. I'm really going into the adult world soon. And I think it's so eye-opening. Sorry, I'm getting a little choked up. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I'm feeling it. And I'm teary-eyed. And it's so great to have gone through school like how I have. Honestly. There's not a lot of, gosh, I don't even know how to put it. It's just, the treatment has been astounding. The people I've met have been astounding. And the friends I've made on the way, all the lessons, everything, I think it's all worth it in the end, you know? And this year has been so, like, eye-opening to all the things we take for granted. It's just, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm probably going to cut this part out so you guys don't hear me like, ooh, pouting and stuff. But honestly, it's been amazing. And I think the radio program has been the best part of all of this because I didn't really know what I wanted to do, you know? I did sports a lot. I was one of those kids. I did a lot of sports. And I mainly only did them because my older brother did sports and I wanted to follow in his footsteps. But I just learned that he dropped out of college, which is fine and everything. You know, you don't have to be in college to, like, do something with your life. But I think that was a kicker for me. I was like, wow, I don't know. My older sister, she's real successful. I love her so much. I'm so proud of her. Shout out to Brittany. She's probably not even listening to this, but I'm so proud of her, and I'm so proud of her fiance Mike. He's also great. They're all great. My niece, oh, she's going into high school next year, and my nephew's gonna be in kindergarten. Ah, I'm gonna start crying again. My younger sister's gonna, she's gonna be a freshman in high school, and then my sister Zaria, shout out to her. We've gotten real close, which really sucks because I'm about to move out, but she's gonna be a sophomore. They're both gonna be playing soccer. I'm so excited for them. And it's so exciting. I don't know. I have an amazing boyfriend. We're going to be getting an apartment together. We've almost been dating for a year. It's been almost 9 months. And honestly, it's been like the best 9 months of my life. You know, you meet someone and you think, wow, it feels like I've known you for like my whole life. And I feel like it's that way sometimes too with friends. Shout out to Nyla. That's my best friend. She graduated last year. She's in college. She's making her guap. She's in her bag. I'm so proud of her. She's like, she makes me laugh every second I'm with her. We do real bad at Mario. Well, I do really bad at Mario Kart, not her. She's like the goat at Mario Kart. But honestly, shout out Mr. Kashner, our new teacher. He's really great. Shout out Mr. Salemi and Miss Baldwin. You guys are two of my favorite teachers here. And honestly, I really do miss InterDisc so much. Oh, I'm going to cry again. You guys have been great teachers. Honestly, shout out to Mr. Arvin, also a great teacher. I love him. There's so many more teachers I could shout out that I've had over the years. And just talk about how much, like, certain people have impacted my life. But we'd be on this podcast for like an hour, man. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I could go on and on and on about everyone that I've met along the way that has just been so great and helped me in the person I am today. I don't know. I think I've mentioned this before. Outside of this classroom, I'm like quiet and reserved. But when I'm here, I'm like, I put myself on top of who I think I am. I try and elevate who I think I am. I let myself go. I let every little stress that I have go when I come into this class. And it's been great. Shout out Mr. Whitehair. Honestly, I know I talk bad about you sometimes. I'm like, oh, screw Mr. Whitehair. He left. Ooh, this. No, no, no. He's pushed me since freshman year. I had him freshman year, first semester. What was that class called that they made us take? The career class? They're preparing for college and careers, yes. And I'd just get done with my work and stuff, and he'd send me down here. And I remember the first time he led us tour this, and I was like, oh, this is so cool. I felt like such a nerd. No, but honestly, it was so cool. And the programs at Warren Central High School. Can we just, like, give it a round of... Let me find the button first. That was not the button. Hold on. There it is. A round of applause. You guys are doing it good, and you're doing it right. I love it here. Honestly, like, the opportunities you give us all, it's so great. And shout out to Mr. Shepler, BTW. Little spoiler alert. He's going to be on my next podcast, so keep tuned in. And keep updated with me and everything that's going on here at 91.1 WDM, because we got a lot going on. We're rearing the end. It's coming to an end. Right now we're doing the teacher bracket thing. I'm so excited. Oh, one more teacher I wanted to shout out. A couple more, actually. I'm going to shout out as many teachers as I want to. This is my podcast. Shout out to Miller, Coach Miller. He was my... my cross-country coach freshman year. I'm sorry I quit, by the way. But honestly, you're great. He's my AP Psych teacher now. He's so cool and such a good teacher. He's so funny, too. Like, why are you so funny, Mr. Miller? And one of my friend's parents are his friend. And I remember one time I was like, yeah, I don't have a really good grade in there. And they were like, we can tell him to bring it up. I was like, no. I don't want to use you guys for that. Please, please. I'll just do it myself. I need to keep myself accountable. And I feel like my friends have really kept me accountable this year. I know we've all been through like that little mental breakdown this year. Especially with just feeling like you're graduating in a time that feels so uncertain. It's a little scary, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm feel so unsure about certain things, but at the same time, I know what I want, and I know how to reach my goals, my dreams, because I want to go big in broadcasting. I want my name and flashing lights, man. That might be too, like, big of a dream, but I've always felt like, you know, I'm going to be famous one day. I don't know what it's going to be for, but I just want to be famous. I want to be seen on television. I want to be heard around the country, around the world. I just want my name in those shining lights, you know, on that walk of fame. For whatever it is I do, I told myself I'd get there. And here I am. I want to get there, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to pursue it. So you guys, mock my words. Hopefully I'm not jinxing myself, but I feel like I have the drive and I feel like I have the want for it. So I'm going to go for it. Honestly, every person I've ever met even the bad people that treated me like crap and just like brought me down to the lowest parts of my life. You have all helped me to the point I am right now. And you've motivated me to be the best version of myself I possibly could. I lost myself a couple times along the way. But look at me now. I'm so happy and I'm so excited for the future, which is something I don't think I ever looked forward to before. I mean, yeah, you look forward to like near future things, but like I'm talking bigger picture type beat. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to just all my close friends. You guys are great. Everyone that's been on this podcast, that's helped me boost my views, that has listened. You guys are all so, I'm getting all teary-eyed and stuff. I'm like by myself crying right now. This is so embarrassing. These cameras are just watching me. But it's been amazing. It's been an amazing ride. And I can't wait to pump out just my last few podcasts for you guys to listen. I'm going to try and upload every week, by the way, now, since I've been lacking a little bit. But it's been amazing thinking that you guys want to listen to me. So thank you so much. And don't worry. It's not going to stop here. I'm going to keep pushing forward. So thanks a lot for listening. See you guys next time. Tune in for Shepler, the big dog. I'm so excited to do a podcast with him. I'm coming up with like things I could talk about with him. I'm like, so your motorcycle, tell me about that. Tell me why you chose motorcycle riding. But if you want to tune in more, go to wedmfm.com and go listen to my old podcast just so you're caught up on everything. See you guys next time.